Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Epepfe hanging with you guys on this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture, who's going to get that 7 seed, as well as tonight's Thursday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. I'm like actually fired up for this game. I know the Texans are 500 or whatever, and Buffalo's had their struggles, but this is going to be a hell of a game, and it's really meaningful and impactful for the AFC playoff picture, as I outlined in the last segment. Like, Houston, they need to win one of these next two, either at home against Buffalo or on the road against the Colts, to have a realistic shot at making the playoffs, and I think they might get that done, maybe as early as tonight. Hint, hint. All right, but 20 minutes from now, though, we'll get into some NFL awards, Coach of the Year, both rookies, and comeback player of the year. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? Happy week 12 to you and yours.
Femi, it's always good when we have an NFL game coming up. So looking forward to it. And I was getting all choked up before you started talking. I don't know if that made it to the air. I think it did.
It did. It definitely made it. You got like a quarter zip going on. You're coughing. Is it cold over there? What's going on? We need to turn the heater on. Is it that?
Yeah. So it's a little chilly. So my house, this office is upstairs, and the heat, we have like a 2-zone heating system, and the upstairs heat like never kicks on because all the heat from downstairs comes up. So like this room gets freaking cold during the winter. So like once it starts getting into the 30s and 40s, I swear this room's like 55 degrees. So is what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we got to get you one of those like those little space heaters or something like that. We can plug into an outlet or plug it into your dock. Although that might explode, and then we won't be able to hear or see you on the show. So maybe let's stay away from the docking stations.
Yeah, right. We have thought about that, but we've got enough animals roaming around this house. We're like, they're going to knock that thing over. They're going to start a fire. Like, we just, I don't know what's going on. But just let me shiver here for a few hours a day.
Animals around cords. Yeah. The last couple of months of having Willow, that is the anxiety levels have gone up and up and up over these last 2 months. I'm just like, please do not look at that cord. That is not a chew toy. Please. All right. Enough of that. Let's get down to business. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know here on this Thursday?
Well, Femi, it is that week 12 in the NFL is kicking off tonight, Thursday night football. Buffalo Bills are in Texas to take on the Houston Texans. Right now over at BetMGM, the Bills sit as a 5.5-point favorite. Total is in this one is set at 44.5. Little side note for the Texans, Joe Mixon was announced. He is out for the season. That's not too much of a surprise, but newsworthy nevertheless. But Femi, how are you and others making it legendary tonight over at BetMGM?
Oh, we got to make it legendary Thursday here with an NFL football game. Absolutely love it. I will let you know how I'm making it legendary here shortly. But this is, like I say, like, this is a massive game for the AFC playoff picture. Like, because it feels like over the last 3 weeks, we've sort of put the Houston Texans off to the side. It's like, oh, like they lost to Denver and Stroud got concussed. We don't need to talk about or worry about that team for the rest of the season. That's not true. Like, this defense has kept their season alive. Davis Mills has kept their season alive. And Stroud's coming back next week. Like, you can put that one in pen. Like, we all know he's coming back. So if they're able to get this win and get to 6-5 and all of a sudden go 3-0 with no CJ Stroud, and the schedule, as I outlined in the last segment, is pretty easy in December, Houston will be a team that we're talking about in the playoffs come January. Like, I strongly believe that the Houston Texans can make it, which is why I love their price at plus 300 to be in the playoffs. They just need to win one of these next couple of games, either tonight or next week against Indy. But on the other side, it's also a massive game for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, think about this, like, for the AFC East playoff picture and, like, that division race, like, they need to win if they want to keep pace with New England, because New England's schedule is so damn easy. So, like, if the Bills want a realistic shot to win the East, which is the best pathway to get to the Super Bowl, get some home games, have, like, a 13-4 record or whatever, tonight is also a must-win for Buffalo. So this is an awesome game with very high stakes. But with all that being said, we talked about this earlier in the week, talked about it all throughout the show on Monday. I love the Houston Texans plus the 6 against the Buffalo Bills. Like, this is one of my favorite bets of the week. This is going to be a close, competitive game. And I'm not looking at the betting market right now. All the 6s are gone. So there you go. Like, we're down to 5.5. There's even a 5 that's out there in the market. Would I bet 5.5? Yeah, I'd still bet 5.5. I think this is going to be 3-4-point game either way, where maybe Houston wins a close one or Buffalo wins a close one. I don't see that anyone winning by a touchdown. I really don't. And in fact, I think Houston is very live to win this game. You can find plus 230 out there in the betting market. BetMGM is plus 225, but as always, shop around, try to find the best number on the money line. I think Houston's very live to pull this off because the best unit in the game is the Texans defense. Also, the issue that the Buffalo Bills have, stopping the run, and I know Houston's not the greatest running team, but they're going to commit to it. That's how DeMeco Ryans wants to play offensive football, is run the ball. This is the perfect setup for that against this weak Buffalo Bills defense. I think Houston's going to run the ball, try to keep Josh Allen on the sidelines, which is their best way to go about winning this football game. And I do think they're going to win this football game. It's way too many points, way too much respect for Buffalo. Last week was nice, 44 points, great. Oh, the Bills have solved all their issues. No, they actually haven't. I think last week was more about Tampa kind of screwing around, Todd Bowles messing up with the game decision that we talked about on Monday, punting when you're facing Josh Allen. Like, you shouldn't be doing that nonsense. I think the Texans, though, they know what's at stake. They come out focused, they run the ball, and they use their defense to shut down Josh Allen and this offense. And I think Houston wins the game outright. As for what everyone else is betting, though, you know how I feel now. 79% of the bets, 84% of the handle is on the Buffalo Bills laying 6. That has bounced back in their face as we now sit at 5.5. 54% of bets, 80% of the handles on over 43.5. 64% of bets and 84% of the handles on Bills moneyline minus 300. I'm clearly Oppo Taco of that. Most popular player props, 5th most popular, Josh Allen, under 30.5 passing attempts. 4th most popular, Nico Collins, over 5.5 receptions. 3rd most popular, Jaden Higgins, over 29.5 receiving yards. 2nd most popular, Tyrell Shavers, last week's hero, over 22.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Woody Marks, over 64.5 rushing yards. I do like that a lot because it's Bills run defense, as I suggested, poor up front in the front 7. Most popular anytime TD score, though, should be no surprise. It's the guy who scored 6 touchdowns last week, 3 of them through the air, 3 of them on the ground, but a Josh Allen at minus 125, your most popular anytime TD score. I will have first TD score bets with Femi's Island coming up at 6:40, but I like Houston plus the points and to win outright tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Femi, a report came out from The Athletic talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and talking about that there are players who are upset with quarterback Jalen Hurts. Report talked about how Hurts has been hesitant to throw the ball into tight coverage and is playing it safe and not properly implementing the game plan on Sundays. And some players, AJ Brown, excuse me, are upset about it. Now, Hurts was asked about it, Femi, and he took it in stride.
I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said. But, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best. I guess I get a lot of attention when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And so I never run away from holding myself accountable. And I think, you know, I think that's exactly what I've taken the approach of doing.
There you go, Femi. That's from Hurts. What do you make from all this drama in Philly?
Yeah, who knew AJ Brown out there singing like a canary? Surprise, surprise. And obviously, it's speculative. We don't know for sure that it's AJ Brown. I guess if you can read the tea leaves.
Just play it along here.
Yes, yeah. If we can read the tea leaves, you know, like, hey, like it's probably coming from AJ Brown. But like,
drop me from your fantasy team, and this comes out a week later. I'm just saying.
Yes. Connect the dots. We can go ahead. We don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to find that one out. I totally understand why there's frustration with this Eagles offense, but I don't think it's because of Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is doing what Jalen Hurts does, protect the football. That's why he wins, because what's the number one stat when it comes to wins and losses that you can correlate? It's the turnover margin. The Eagles don't turn the ball over because Jalen Hurts protects the football. That's why they always win. Like Nick talks about it, like the Eagles win all the time. That's why. Because they protect the football. And this is what Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback. This is what he's been doing. I mean, dating back to Alabama, Oklahoma, and then ever since he's been in the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I actually like his approach of, like, you know what? Like, I understand this comes with the territory, because it does, man. That's why you make the $200+ million on your contract as the quarterback, as the face of the franchise. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And when things aren't going well, or I guess when things aren't looking like they should look, because they're actually going well, they're the one seed in the NFC, for goodness sake. They're 8-2, but like, it doesn't look how it's supposed to look with all that talent. So he understands that. And I think he has a very level-headed approach when it comes to these frustrations. My issue, and the issue that I've had with this Eagles team this entire year, and I think Hurts should also be frustrated, in addition to AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon, whoever the else is frustrated in that locker room, I think it's with their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. Like, that guy, you could convince me that Kevin Petullo is a saboteur with some of the play calling that we're seeing. Like, honestly, like, is he trying to win games? I'm not so sure. I'm convinced, because the play calling, I think, is atrocious. Like, and maybe they're going to wait for the playoffs to use Jalen Hurts on more designed runs. I know Chris Collinsworth was talking about that this past Sunday in the game against the Lions. Maybe that's what they're waiting for when the games really start to matter. But like, I don't understand that. Like, the route combinations, people have pointed that stuff out, the all 22 junkies saying, hey, like, it's a lot of hitch routes. It's a lot of stuff that's not really going away from the line of scrimmage or whatever. It just doesn't make a lot of sense that a team with this much talent can't move the football. So yeah, everyone should be frustrated. And I'm sure Jalen Hurts is frustrated. He's just not throwing gasoline on the fire like it appears some of the skill position guys are doing. All will be fine in Philadelphia in terms of the regular season, but this is showing us some of the warts in the postseason and why, despite their record, the Eagles don't really look the part of a team that's just going to roll through the NFC like maybe they should. So that's why I've been pushing back on Philadelphia, despite the fact that every week it seems like they're going to win, like they will on Sunday when they beat my team, the Dallas Cowboys, as a 3-point favorite. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, it's been a big news week for the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow practiced in full yesterday, and Adam Schefter telling us all that he took reps with the first team offense yet again today. Will he play? Well, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky spoke about that yesterday and had a strong opinion on his status.
He's a competitor, so yes, he's going to start. And there's no way that he's practicing fully today if he's not going to start on Sunday.
Yep.
No Jamar, so that's going to be obviously a challenge. If the medical staff says he's good to go,
can't get worse.
And the player says, I feel good, he's a competitor, he's going to go play.
There you go, Femi. Orlovsky says he's in. What say you?
It sounds like he might be in. I think this is a little bit nuts, but Orlovsky was saying that yesterday, and today, once again, Joe Burrow's out there practicing with the ones. I mean, they're doing individual drills with the number ones. Ben Baby, friend of the show, covers the Cincinnati Bengals for ESPN. Like, he said that Joe Burrow was taking ones in individual drills, and Joe Flacco was with the twos. So this looks like is where we're headed, is Joe Burrow starting at quarterback. The betting market is starting to bet Cincinnati. This was as high as 8.5 on Monday. We're now down to 6. And everyone is just waiting for that tweet that says Joe Burrow all clear for Sunday. And that bad boy is going to get smashed. And when it gets smashed, I'll be on the other side, laying it with the New England Patriots. You're not going to convince me that Joe Burrow rushing to come back to save this downtrodden team is going to all of a sudden, hey, Cincinnati's now going to win on Sunday. Get out of my face. This defense is still without Trey Hendrickson, and with Trey Hendrickson, they're one of the worst defenses we've ever seen in league history. And now they're supposed to beat the New England Patriots? Get out of here. I'll lay the 3 or whatever this ends up crashing down to on the other side of this thing. I'm praying Joe Burrow plays in this game, hoping he plays in this game so that we get the opportunity to bet New England. So I didn't think Burrow was going to do it. I thought maybe post-Thanksgiving was the first we'd see of him, but kudos to him in this rehab because that guy is pushing to play, and I don't think anyone in the Bengals organization is going to stop him. Like, that team also wants to be relevant. Joe Burrow is their path to relevancy. Unfortunately, this Sunday, it's not going to go how they all think. I think wait for the Burrow news to become official, lay New England, and laugh on Sunday when the Patriots wax the Cincinnati Bengals. Bill, hit me with the next story.
That means Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs returned to practice today after leaving last week's game against the New York Giants early with a knee injury. Jacobs did miss practice yesterday, and Matt LaFleur has said that Jacobs has a chance to play this week. Packers are a 6.5-point favorite against Minnesota. And Femi, the way the NFC playoff picture is, every one of these games is important.
Yeah, this is a really big game for the Green Bay Packers. Might be like the biggest that they're favored the rest of the way, to be quite honest. Like you look at their schedule, it's tough, man. Like Thanksgiving on the road to Detroit Lions. Obviously, that's a very difficult game. They're going to be an underdog. And we have the point spread for that one. BetMGM has the Lions a 3-point favorite. So this is not really must win, but one of those like gotta have it for the Green Bay Packers. And what a fascinating betting market this is, sitting there at 6.5. Knowing what we know about both of these teams. With Green Bay, they play with their food. Sometimes they play down to the competition. With the Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, he's the big story. I mean, we all saw the Diana Rossini report from yesterday or whatever, where she said that he might not be the quarterback next year. It feels like everyone's out on J.J. McCarthy. I said it on Monday when we talked about the look-aheads. Minnesota plus 6.5 is a very intriguing bet, and it is a bet that I have placed. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I do know they're going to be a lot more competitive than what the betting market thinks. Everyone's selling J.J. McCarthy, and I get it. Last Sunday was bad. I bet on him last Sunday. I watched the whole game. It sucked. But this is the time to buy. I think Minnesota's competitive, and Green Bay sweats one out on Sunday against their division rivals. We'll break down NFL awards on the other side as we wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.